Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cow Daily. Hope you're doing well and you had a cracking weekend. If you could let us know that you're there in the comments. Obviously, there's a lag on the live stream as ever, and it takes a little while for you guys to appear. So if you could let us know you're about, that'll be much appreciated. Today, we're going to be talking about, well, just touching on it really, just GB news and boomers. We're also going to talk about Tom Watson's possible peerage, probably going to happen. Really, isn't it, if we're honest with ourselves? And then just a general news roundup. It's Monday. Let's do it like that, shall we? So please, if you would, comment, rate, and subscribe. Help us go up the iTunes charts and Spotify and defeat the CIA. Also, if you could watch this, if you're indeed watching it live on youtube.com/cowdaily. That's youtube.com/cowdaily. Link is in the description of the podcast. Obviously, I think we're about a third of the way there towards meeting the standards to apply for monetization. Thanks to you, we've got the 1,000 subscribers in no time. Very much appreciated. So like I say, if you could watch it there on YouTube at youtube.com/cowdaily, it would be appreciated. Also as well, if you want to support our work directly, go to patreon.com/cowdaily. That's patreon.com/cowdaily. And also if you want to help fund our work with a one-off donation, keep the lecky on, all that good stuff, link in the description to PayPal in wherever you're listening to or watching this. Anyway, let's crack on. Tom Watson, the man himself. First thing is this. From the Telegraph, I believe, arise, Lord Watson. While all the attention is focused on Boris Johnson's resignation, honours list, a big row is set to be triggered by Sir Keir Starmer, who I am told has recommended former Labour MP Tom Watson for a peerage. Watson, one of the three peerages refused by the Lords Appointments Commission 2 years ago, is now on Starmer's Lords list, making it hard for the PM to veto it. Labour won't comment, but my source in the Ermine says Watson has been put forward because the controversy surrounding his belief in a fabricated establishment paedophile ring, for which he's since apologised, has faded. We shall see. Has that faded? Who knows? So my crack with this is I mean, I'm not going to comment too much on the sort of Watson's establishment paedophile ring thing. I've got my own opinions on these matters, and they're not for this particular show. But if you want us to talk about it in the future, just say, and I'll have a look at it. I mean, you could get him on all kinds of stuff. Duplicity, for one. I mean, he's like the master of it. It seems to me, and like in the same sort of leaked list, you've got Ruth Smith as well, who, bloody hell, if you don't know who she is, look into the type of stuff she's done. It seems to me that Starmer's like rewarding the people who shafted Corbyn. And I mean, it just demonstrates clearly to me what the state of the system, because we're talking about the system. These people are just upholders of the said system. I'm not talking about political parties. They make up the system, certainly Labour and certainly the Tories. We're talking about the system as a whole, which people don't seem to want to address. The system is busted up and broken. People are like going, yeah, just get the Tories out. For who? For Tom Watson's mates to take power. Is that what the best we can expect, is it? Maybe it is, and maybe I'm the deluded one. Who knows? So anyway, few reactions from the wider internet. This is Damien from Brighton. Let us be crystal clear on why Keir Starmer has given Tom Watson and Ruth Smith peerages. Starmer's rewarding them for sabotaging the election of a Corbyn-led UK Labour government. He's effectively given them peerages as a reward for keeping the Tories in power. Strong, and if anybody who's seen the Labour files or even read the Ford report or excerpts of it, it's not without an evidence basis what Damien's saying there. Sir Norman of Nowhere, KBE, one of the premier left-wing shitposters there. Tom Watson and Ruth Smith promoted the House of Lords for their service to fighting socialism. It would seem to make sense. Now, there's been like Watson somehow, I mean, he must be connected in some ways because I don't know how this happened, but he's managed to go on like one of the biggest shows in the country, Good Morning Britain, alongside a Tory who didn't really give him that much of a hard time, let's say. This is a little clip from it, and this is Tom talking about Nadine Dorris.
Actually, I've got the highest regard for her.
Me too.
She said you can't be a disruptor when you're Prime Minister. You've got to be a unifier. And to let Grant Shapps go, very calm media performer in a tough time for the government.
Right, so first thing, Grant Shapps is not a calm media performer. You're talking absolute cod shit. Second thing is Nadine Dorris is one of the worst ministers in the history of the United Kingdom, hands down. So you've got a lot of admiration for that, have you? And this, to me, it just goes right to the heart of the establishment and right to the heart about how they just give each other back rubs, unless, of course, they're doing some mad set piece. Where they just want to sort of pretend that they're having an argument. And also the third thing, sometimes they are having an argument because within the establishment, there's factions. Like with power-hungry people, there's always going to be factions, really. So sometimes you could think, well, this follows no logic. Why is he having a go at him or her having a go at that person? It's probably because their factions falling out and they just like being part of something, don't they? Also as well, I remember, like, during the Corbyn era where, you know, people benefited a hell of a lot in terms of getting elected and just in terms of trying to pretend that they were, like, for the people, socialists, whatever. Anyway, on that, here's Rosina Alencon on Tom Watson.
Oh, should he get that then? I think he should. I had the honour of having him as my boss, actually, for 3 years while I was the Shadow Minister for Sport. He was really good to work with. He was very supportive. And ultimately, it's very common for MPs to end up in the House of Lords. Many MPs who...
But it's not without controversy, as you know. I mean, suggestions that he's insulting the families of those that were caught up in an investigation where one person had committed suicide because they felt that they couldn't cope with the allegations against them, which were proved unfounded. Lady Britain says, absolutely under no circumstances should this go ahead. Why do you think otherwise?
I think you'd have to ask Tom Watson the details of everything that's happened.
Yeah, but I'm asking you what you think. I mean, he would be a Labour peer, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be a Labour peer. I personally think that Keir has made a decision as to who gets a peerage. He's chosen Tom Watson for very good reasons. And I think that it's right that Tom does go to the Lords. But on the details of everything, you'd have to speak to Tom about that.
It's right that Tom goes to the Lords, but I'm not bothered about details because this is what I'm supposed to say now to get ahead. Like, imagine saying Tom's a good colleague. Tom Watson, he's a great colleague as Tom. I'm a bit if you're on the same factional establishment team as Tom, but he isn't a great colleague. And from what I can tell, he's not a great man either, like human being. So to see these people go up and just give each other's back rubs on this like rotation between all these high profile shows, that was Rosine Alencon on Kay Burley, by the way. I mean, it's just like back to how it was, isn't it? I mean, at least like during the Corbyn era, you kind of like thought, well, we've got maybe a 1% chance outside of all this like media smear campaign to actually achieve something. Listen, man, Tom Watson was working against any kind of government which would meet the needs of everybody living in poverty. He should not be any... Well, firstly, there shouldn't be a House of Lords. Secondly, he shouldn't be in it if there has to be one. Fucking facts. Like, I mean, you could probably look at the House of Lords and, I mean, go through it and just go, yeah, none of these people should, or very few of these people should even be here. I mean, the Green Party as well, you had Natalie Bennett the other week. Like, the Green Party, supposedly anti-military, anti-war. Natalie Bennett dressing up in army fatigues and doing some kind of, like, army away day, day out thing. Like, what the fuck is going on there? Like, what's going on with a lot of these people, man? It's like, none of this shit is okay. So, anyway, before we move on, just a few more bits on Watson. So this year, Tom, just a bit of background. Look at this Guardian article yourself if you wish. Tom Watson criticised overrule and bungled VIP abuse investigation. Intervention by Labour deputy leader left police officers in state of panic. Says report, did the... I can think of other police officers who have left many people in states of panic. Not really that sympathetic. So this is an older article here, and just an interesting point I wanted to pick up, which is aside from this, but this actually adds a little bit more about how Tom Watson isn't a wonderful colleague, according to Rosina Alencon, the fabricator. Labour MP Tom Watson was caught up in a new dirty tricks row last night. This is an old article, by the way. After it was claimed that his allies smeared an ethnic minority Labour candidate in a selection battle with one of his closest friends, Mr. Watson's allies are accused of falsely claiming Labour candidate Ansar Ali Khan is a terrorist supporter to stop him becoming a Labour Euro MP. Mr. Khan's main opponent in the Labour selection contest in the West Midlands is former Labour MP Sion Simon, a long-standing friend and ally of Mr. Watson. The results of the fiercely fought Labour battle in the West Midlands will be announced at the end of this month. The Mail on Sunday, of which this article is from, apologies, but I didn't click on it, no money for them, can also disclose that Mr. Watson is accused of meddling to help his 26-year-old girlfriend become Labour candidate in the parliamentary constituency next door to his own. Activists in Hale's own claim Mr. Watson, 46, used his influence to help Stephanie Peacock, who has become a Labour candidate in the parliamentary constituency next door to his own. Unbelievable, isn't it? It's like, who gives a shit about, like, is her age and all of this carry on? I mean, I'd be more concerned that, like, of her balance of judgment in wanting to be Tom Watson's partner. But that's just personal opinion. What can I say? In terms of Tom Watson, he's a shy talk standard, but he'll probably fit in really well in the House of Lords. So just give him it. Just give him it. Let it happen. It was always going to bloody happen anyway. I mean, you look at, like, the Tories who did it on the other side. You've got somebody like Claire Fox, who's a lifelong peer now. Claire Fox, man. If you don't, I haven't got time to go into who she is, but check it out. We'll have a look at some of your comments while we're here. Lawrence Green. Hello, Lawrence. Nice to see you, mate. Watson is a history of hopeless and definitely not suitable for Lords. Fully agree, my friend. Joanne's in the house. Afternoon, mate. How are you doing? Shelley Kelly's in. Good afternoon, sir. Good evening, madam. Robert Grady's in the house. The Lords must be abolished. We dream the same dream, sir. And Lawrence continues. The Lords is far from perfect, but regularly provides control on rubbish promoted by Commons. Second House is necessary, but not its current form, where candidates are personally selected with no fair acceptance vote. Spot on, and the Lords does serve that purpose, and also spot on. I think there does need to be a Second House, but clearly not the way that it's set up. Will we get rid of the Lords in my lifetime? Probably not, unless there's some kind of like nuclear holocaust which literally wipes it from the face of the earth. But that would include us too. So probably not. So anyway, Tom Watson. He reminds me, right, of this guy for audio people. You know the baldy gadgie from Game of Thrones? He's called Lord Varys. This is from fandom.com. Sometimes called the spider, is a eunuch. I can't confirm or deny whether Tom Watson's eunuch. So, you know, this is about Lord Varys from Game of Thrones. And was the master of whisperers on the King's Small Council. I don't know about the King's Small Council, but he likes whispering about and talking shit about people. So we'll tick that box. Until he's forced to flee King's Landing with Tyrion Lannister. Probably it wasn't forced to flee anything, really. He is a skilled manipulator and commands a network of informants across two continents. You would say he's a skilled manipulator. And does he have a network of informants? Probably across two continents. Can neither confirm or deny. The top bottom of it is, though, he's a shithouse, so it reminds this guy. Something I'd like to point out for Game of Thrones people, too. I have not seen past season four, so if he turned out to be a goodie in the end, that's not where I'm coming from. I'm talking from a series four perspective. Anyway. What we also have here is a comment from Emma Carson. What's Emma saying? I like listening, but I knocked myself out earlier, falling downstairs, thinking I broke the nose, so I'll come back. Mate, didn't break your nose just because you've been listening to this. So just watch what you're doing. And also, please, if you feel like lightheaded or a bit spewy in that, say a doctor or ring NHS Direct, you might have concussion. All the best, pal. What else we got? What we have is just a little bit more on Watson. This was from during lockdowns, and it was Matt Hancock. Watch, we're exceeding the nation's goal of 100,000 daily coronavirus tests, ramping up track and trace, 37 billion, where is it? And restoring facility services. Tom Watson, quote tweet, fair play, great leadership. How's that judgment working out for you, Tom? You fucking idiot. These people, man, absolutely destroy my peace. Just a quick one, a few shows to catch up on, all of them pretty much evergreen, so don't worry that they were out last week. One, can we trust Keir Starmer? But of course we can trust Keir Starmer, just like the Coventry bin men and bin personnel can trust Keir. Nobody can trust him, allegedly. I did one on Suella Braverman and Rachel Reeves having a cruel off against refugees and just generally talked about the general shithousery of those people. I mean, it's a shithouse fest. What are you going to do? I did a deeper dive into what led to Giorgia Meloni's far-right government. We're talking about the Lazio ultras, the ultra scene, how these things kind of shape the situations. So we go back a couple of decades on that to the start of her career as well and what it is now. Yes, she is a fascist. Don't listen to GB News and all the rest of them. That's what she is. I did one on racism, Absana Begum, delusion and trolls. Check all those out if you wish. All of them evergreen. You can listen to them at any time. Enjoy them. Right, just a few bits and bobs that I wanted to cover before we move on into the rest of our days. So there was a discussion, and I'm not going to put the discussion up on the screen because, like, you know, it's people are perfectly entitled to their opinion, and it's not really about that. There was a discussion on the Milk the Cow social media over the weekend, and there was some people who could be classed as boomers who have an issue with me pointing out that GB News seems to exist to radicalize predominantly boomers. So even though I provided this there in the thread, I'm going to say it again here. What's the audience from GB News? This is from the YouGov.co.uk. So highlighted here, in terms of age, GB News professed attitudes are more resonant with baby boomers than with any other audiences. The reason I'm putting this up on the screen is I'm working on a piece on the radicalization of boomers by GB News and other, like, what are far-right outlets, that platform and far-right figures. I mean, I saw them in Holland and, you know, far-right figures who I will demonstrate and show why they are far-right figures when we do that piece. My point is, I showed this. It's just evidence, basically. And it's just like, it just goes over people's heads. They just don't want to go, oh, yeah, I get where you're coming from now, man. Sorry about that. I'm sick of being attacked as a boomer left and right. And I understand why you are. I understand all of that because boomers do get it in the neck. But the top and bottom of it is, I'm coming from an evidenced factual standpoint. It's like literally what we do. We have to evidence what we're doing. And I want us to do that. It's not a hardship. So there's the evidence base for what I'm working on. It's an actual study, you know, on audience demographics. So don't take that shit personally, man. Like, it's nothing personal to you. And please do us the credit of, like, understanding that I'm not attacking boomers and certainly not attacking you personally. Like, I wouldn't do that. That's, like, ridiculous. Boomers are not a monolith, like notwithstanding what some people would have it. But I have to defend myself and I have to defend the work that we're doing. So that's what we're doing. It's based on facts. If you have discomfort at that, that is not for me to hold. That's for you, all right? So anyway, moving on. Now, this is relating to Nicola Sturgeon's recent comments around how she detests Tories. She was asked to recant them and she said, no, I do not recant those at all. Now, this is about the bad faith that's out there where you just pull people all the time for talking shit. And bearing in mind some of our detractors, we have receipts, so don't push us. But anyway, this is Jane Lacks on Twitter. I vote Tory. I volunteered to run a local branch of a charity for over 10 years. I kept it going even when I was abroad on holiday. It could be all consuming. I also work hard. I pay my bills. I contribute to society. I work in local government. Nicola Sturgeon detests me. Right. You would think, well, you vote Tory and you do all those things, admirable things. Brilliant. But you are this person, Jane Lacks. You appeared as an audience member on Question Time in May, and you're using the exact same picture as your profile on Twitter. Well, why is that a bad thing? This from an article. A Tory activist has been suspended by the party after she joked about Nicola Sturgeon's miscarriage on Twitter. Jane Lacks asked, is that why she dropped a book in response to another Twitter user's claim that the First Minister's miscarriage was fictional? Mrs. Lacks, who was treasurer of the Moray Conservative Association, then posted three laughing emojis. Absolute shithouse. A total and utter shithouse. And she's not only a shithouse in terms of, trying to play the crying kitten routine. Oh, no, Nicola Sturgeon detests me. She probably detests you because of you're making fun about her having a miscarriage. Are you out of your mind? Shut up. Just honestly, these people are just the worst, man. You can like or don't like Nicola Sturgeon on her politics, fine. But attacking somebody on that and then crying on Twitter with all, it's just utter. Honestly, people like that, I hope your nice next shite is a hedgehog. Anyway, moving on into further people like that. Andrea Hodgkinson on Twitter. She has the Union Jack flag, but also the Welsh flag here. Interesting as an emoji alongside your name. How many people claiming poverty have smartphones, takeaways, Sky TV and Netflix, etc.? Cars, beauty treatments, smoke, drink. There is no real poverty in the UK apart from homeless people. My God, this person. Poverty is relative. Many people have poor morals and trouble getting their priorities right. Speaking of poor morals, this person in her bio, mental health awareness, mental health awareness. Are you serious? So anyway, from mentalhealth.org.uk, children and adults living in households in the lowest 20% income bracket in Great Britain are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop mental health problems than those in the highest. I bet you this is the type of person who's like, oh yeah, we've got to look after our own, all the mental health problems, and look at all like our people, like ex-service people on the streets and all of this shit. Shut up once again. This is just more and more of these absolute shitebags talking shit. You're a mental health advocate, but you want to have a pop at people living in poverty who are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop mental health issues. So which one is it? You can't be a mental health advocate and talk this baseless shite on your social media. Fucking choose one. Anyway, we'll take some comments before we leave. God, that man Hancock, says Joanne G. Indeed, that man Hancock. So, Varys turned out to be an okay bloke when he died. Maybe Watson, you read my mind. That's what I said. I thought I'd put that caveat in. I've heard it's crap, the later series, so I'm not even going to bother watching it. Shelley is saying, GB News are grooming grannies. It would seem so based on our research, but like, wait, let's wait. Right, come on, yeah. StreamYard playing the game again. Jan Drury, I'm a boomer. They ain't going to radicalize me. Come on, Jan. That's what we love. I'm not complaining, I'm boasting, she says. Boast away, my friend. Love you. Now, but respect for you. Thanks for being here today again, everybody. You can go to Patreon. That's patreon.com/cowdaily. Patreon.com/cowdaily. Also, link in the description if you want to give a one-off donation to our work via PayPal to fund our electricity bill, which would be absolutely magic. As you can see, I'm sitting in my coat. I just refuse to put the heating on. Like, I'm just absolutely stubborn as hell. And utterly disgusting what we're being subjected to. I've got a fleece and a coat on, man. A fleece and a coat. And I'm sat in the house recording this. Also, if you could sign up to the mailing list, that would be top. Link in the description of the podcast. Also, this show, also, if you're not watching it live, it's available on audio format, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please help us defeat the CIA by listening there and leaving us a nice 5-star review. The CIA had the temerity to release a podcast the same week that we decided to come back. We can't be having that. They were at number 2, we were at number 11. We've slipped back off, they've slipped back off. Help us slip back on. Tell your friends to tell a friend. Loved every single one of yous. All the best, and we'll see you tomorrow. Now, just going forward, we are going to choose a particular time to broadcast every day. You know, we record with Alice at 7 o'clock live every Tuesday night. We're looking to do a Cow Daily one as well. And going forward this week and into next week, we're going to be starting to bring some guests in and do that live as well. So keep a hold. Love to every single one of you. Much love and respect. Bye-bye.